I'm here in the heart of the 11th arrondissement of Paris on a cold day of November. I'm warming myself up with a coffee while waiting for Alice Quillet and Anna Truttles, two chefs who own two coffee places, including 10 Bells, where I now find myself. But they're not here to talk about bread, which they make here, or coffee. Today's topic of discussion is sexism in the food world. The last few weeks in France have been dominated by discussions about sexism in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Unsurprisingly, the cooking world, which is in France still largely dominated by men, 97% of the French chefs are male, is not exempt from sexism. Alice Quillet says that despite being in charge, she's seen a lot of sexism over the years.
Where do we start? There's little things like discrimination, because people assume when you're a woman in the kitchen that you're not the boss. So often, you know, delivery men or reps for different companies come in and they look for the boss, and they immediately overlook us because they don't think that we are the boss because we're women.
Anna Truttles points out that the press also plays a role in this.
We've had some sexism from the journalistic world as well, the press, who have failed to include our family names, and we've just been known by our first names, even in the same article, as our business partners have been known as with their family names included. Yeah, being asked to like pose as dancing chefs, or you know, kind of stuff that would undermine us, but I don't know if they would ask a male chef to do the same.
Sexism even occurs when Truttles and Quillet put on their business hats. Alice Quillet says she remembers an episode that took place at the bank.
People don't take you as seriously, so we have to work twice as hard to be taken seriously. When we started, we wore chef whites in the kitchen. We had to kind of reinforce that we were in charge more than we would have wanted to, just to make a point. However, we do have a male business partner. As a result, he comes to all the meetings as well, but the banker tends to address him directly.
It's not just the 10 Bells owners who describe their field as being sexist in France. Countless women working in the food industry share the same experience. I'm now meeting with Alice Lacloche, who describes herself as an itinerant cook. She's waiting for me in her big flat located in central Paris, and that doubles as her kitchen for when she's preparing dishes and menus for various clients. She recalls an incident that happened when she was training in a Persian palace.
I'm always kind of not scared, but not comfortable about talking about them. Not because they marked me, actually they didn't, but because I don't want to put myself into the victimization, which I don't feel like, and those were episodes where I came out fine. One was in a very big hotel in Paris where I was working room service, and there's a guy who was older than me that pushed me against the bed and tried to have a sexual intercourse. I pushed him away. Nothing happened. He didn't force me. He was pretty ashamed afterwards. And I waited a long time before saying anything, and he actually got fired because of this episode.
Sexual jokes, inappropriate touching, or worse, there are many other examples of sexism and harassment in the cooking world. But one might wonder why sexism is so ingrained in this particular sector. Nora Boisouni is a French journalist and an author who recently published a book called Feminisme, a play on word between the word faim, or hunger in French, and feminism. She says that the link between food and sexism dates back to prehistoric times.
It all comes back to sexual division of labor. Then men were supposed to be hunting and women were pregnant all the time, so they were supposed to nurture the kids. When we established, you know, camps, and we could, we discovered agriculture, and we could grow plants, and we could have animals. So we were not really dependent on men anymore. They were like, oh, so women are not dependent on us anymore. That sucks. So we're going to do something else. So we're going to establish our domination on women and treat them like cows, like pigs, like just a workforce we can exploit.
Alice Quillet adds that it has also to do with the fact that working as a chef is extremely demanding.
It's also a culture of strength and performance, and so there's a lot of things that are linked to how fast you can be, how much you can lift, and all those things tend to be things that men associate with being men, and so when women come in, it's difficult for them to adapt.
There's also something about being part of a kitchen that makes it feel like a family, says Alix Lacloche.
It's a food culture. It is a place of, you know, it's like a big family. It's usually people from the same generation. You spend all your time with them. After service, you go get drunk. And you become kind of this, it's like a, you know, when you were in boarding school. It's the same thing, so...
But this also has to do with France's own food culture. There are many more women chefs in the UK and in Brazil, for example. Nora Boisouni blames old traditions.
All these countries have very mature tradition. And yes, it can be seen in the food industry, I mean, like restaurants. When you have a food history that dates back from the Middle Ages, for example, it's really hard because it's really anchored in people's consciences, so it's really hard to change. And if you go to South America or some countries in Africa, there are many, many, many women who are chefs in the restaurants. And in France, who is supposed to be, you know, this modern country, progressive country, we still have really, really a deeply anchored problem in here.
There's also the question of the food that we, as men and women, are expected to eat. Boisouni says that even food is gendered.
When you go to the restaurant and you're a man and you go with a woman, or you're a woman, you go with a man, and the man orders a salad and the woman orders meat, for example. And if the waiter or the waitress is the one who didn't take the order, and automatically the man will be served the meat and the woman the salad. It's in the everyday life that when you go somewhere and you just want to eat, and you're a woman and you want to eat a big creamy pastry, you have all these little sentences like, oh, so you're eating that. Be careful, it's bikini time soon. So everything revolves, you know, around being a man or a woman.
Despite the current situation, things are slowly evolving in France. Popular TV shows like Top Chef or The Great French Bake Off help to show women that they too can become chefs. Alice Quillet says representation is key here.
Unfortunately, if women don't reach those positions of leadership, then it's hard for young women and young men to see women in those positions. So it's very important that they have role models in the kind of the higher positions. But it's the same in a lot of so many other professions as well.
The good news is that things are already changing quite rapidly. Ferrandi, France's gastronomy top school, says it now has more female students than male, something that wouldn't have been possible just 10 years ago. It remains to be seen if all of them will make it to the French food world and if they'll be given the same opportunities. Alix Lacloche says it's important for them to work hard.
Cooking for men and women is devotion. It's a huge, huge, huge devotion. You're nourishing people. It's something that disappears in 2 seconds because you eat it. So the only advice is if it's something you want to do, have the most experiences that you can all over the world, because every culture is different. Because on the paper, it looks glamorous and fun and cool. And it is. It's so true, but it's also very hard, and everybody has their way of doing it, and that's the beauty of it also.
Now, there's no doubt that things are evolving, albeit slowly, in France and elsewhere. More and more women chefs and professional cooks are making their voices heard. One good example is the Parabere Forum, which aims to bring women working in the food world together and to create a safe and nourishing environment. The next annual event will take place in Malmö, Sweden, in March 2018, putting talents on the map and hopefully on everybody's plates. For RFI, I'm Fabien-Jeanique Charbonnel in Paris.